Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
And welcome
to Off Script, Season 8.
Season 8. Oh.
Sorry, I wasn't sure if you were going to do that.
I was, but that's okay. I let you finish and then I echoed you because it's just that exciting.
It really is. Season 8. We've been doing this for 4 years. 8 seasons.
Look at us go.
We're chugging along. I'm actually pretty proud of us.
Super proud of us.
Even more so. Like, I kind of thought season 8 we were going to start losing our gumption.
We did the opposite.
Yeah. It's almost like we were like, okay, let's kick it up a notch.
Let's do it.
Boom.
Yeah. Season 8. So excited.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've read some good books so far.
Yeah. Me too. It's been fun.
It really has been. And I think the thing that's impressing me the most is we're doing it while we're still doing our regular life stuff, you know?
I know. Exactly. Like,
proud of us. Proud of us for being adults with actual jobs now and still being able to make time for this.
Whoop, whoop. I know. Mm-hmm. We started this and neither of us had jobs when we started it.
I know. And we were both still living with our parents.
Isn't that crazy? You guys have been through so much with us.
I know. You guys have heard it all.
I'm so proud of us.
I started this podcast and I was single.
I know. Look at you go.
Uh-huh. I also did not have a cat.
I know.
I mean, technically I had Slash and Morris, but I personally, me myself, did not have a cat.
I only had Clutch. Got Luna in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Look at that. Positive.
Can you hear Loki going to fucking town in his tunnels right now?
Yes. Sorry. Yes.
I heard your yawn. Yes. And those are the moments when I wish I didn't have him. No, just kidding. I love this little guy. Except for, oh my gosh. Okay. So my mom got me a little tree so that I could hang up Loki's stocking next to the tree. I was an idiot and I put catnip toys in the stocking.
Oh no.
Yeah, so last night at midnight, I went to bed at 9. I was so proud of myself. I was like, I'm going to get such a good night's sleep. Went to sleep. Woke up at 12 to him jumping up on my desks. And I couldn't figure out. I was like, what the hell? Why is he like being so naughty? Normally, like in the middle of the night, if he does it, I'll spray him once. He's done. He kept like trying to figure out how to get behind my TV. So much so, he tried to jump up to on the front side of it to crawl under it. And I was like, what the hell does he want? What is the difference here? Then I saw him looking at the wall behind the tree and he loves shadows. So I thought the lights were making shadows that he wanted to chase. And I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to sleep with my tree off. And I don't want to do that. Like, I have a nice Christmas tree. I want to keep it lit when I'm asleep. Whatever, dude. So I turned it off and he was still going for whatever. He jumped up. And what it looked like he was going to do was from the front of my TV, he was going to jump to his stocking that's like behind my TV and around the corner. And that's when I realized, I was like, oh my God, I have to take this freaking stocking down. So I took the stocking down and put it in the closet. Did not bother me for the rest of the night. I was like, the power of catnip, huh?
I know, seriously. I know. I was thinking the same thing with Clutch, because he will sit at my mom's house, his stockings were up much higher. And he would just sit there and stare for like hours just at his stocking. Well, now it's low enough because it's hanging on the mantle where he could actually jump up and get it. So now I'm like, oh, great. Now I can't put stuff in his stocking till
Christmas.
Santa Paws comes.
Yep. Basically, that's exactly. I've got the 3 catnip toys that were in there hidden in the closet and the stockings hung up there. But I'm still, just to be safe, since I'm asleep and I don't want him knocking over my TV when I go to bed, I'm going to put it away.
Smart. Well, I think that's a good picture, even though it's January.
I know.
This is how our Christmas is going, everybody.
Sorry, y'all. We're recording it in November and we're talking about our Christmas stuff. So there you go. That's a great picture.
I agree.
Especially for Charlotte's Web, because we talked about our pets. So
yes.
Lo and behold, that's do. I was just gonna say, we literally have turned our podcast into a book comparison podcast where we also get to talk about our pets.
It's because we've stopped doing minisodes. We gotta start doing those again.
We really do. You're right. We don't get a chit chat about our pets in our minisodes anymore, so
right. So now you guys get it.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's okay.
For the book adaptations, left for the animal talk.
Yep. All right. Shall we get started?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So a farm pig named Wilbur. Oh, we're doing Charlotte's Web, you guys. We did this again. Well.
No, I said it.
Don't realize. You did?
Yeah, I said it's only fitting since we're doing Charlotte's Web that we talk about animals.
Okay.
I slid it in there so that we wouldn't go past it.
A farm pig named Wilbur who is saved from slaughter by a kind girl named Fern and then befriends a wise spider named Charlotte at the Zuckerman family farm. When Wilbur faces being killed for good, or for good again, for food again, Charlotte spins messages in her web praising him, which makes Wilbur famous and spares his life.
Did you ever watch Babe?
Yes, love that movie.
I get it confused with this one so much. What's Babe? Babe's just
Babe
a
is the little he's a little talking pig who becomes a sheepdog.
Oh, yep. Okay. Nope. Yeah, I always
that'll do,
think
pig.
That
that'll
I'm about
do.
To. That's where that's from. I say that all the time.
It's from there.
And I've seen Babe. Babe was one of my favorites when I was a kid. But
I love
Babe. I always get it confused with this one for some reason. I don't know why. This was not Babe.
This was not Babe. Our author was E.B. White. Our director was Charles Nichols. And Takamoto.
Screenplay that really looks like. I mean, that looks like my second grade teacher's last name, except for her name was Tsukamoto.
Oh, how funny.
Mm-hmm.
Screenplay writer was Earl Hamner Jr. The book came out October 15th, 1952. And we watched the cartoon, which was March 1st, 1973. And that's a 21-year difference.
Mm-hmm. I had a hilarious time trying to figure out if I had ever watched this cartoon or not. Because I felt like in middle school and stuff, we watched live action ones. But then watching it,
no,
I was like, I feel like I've seen this. I don't know. When did it come out?
2006.
Oh, fuck. Nope. I definitely watched this in elementary school. Because I watched it in school all the time.
Right.
This was like, oh, it's raining outside. Let's watch Charlotte's Web. Oh, it's
this. Oh, funny.
But literally, I apparently have blocked out the cartoon from my memory. Then as I was watching it, I sat there and I was like, this part seems kind of familiar. And then it would go on and I'd be like, nope, don't remember it. And I'd be like, but wait, this part seems very familiar.
That's so funny. I can't believe you don't remember this movie.
Mm-hmm. I remember the live action one. I don't remember the cartoon.
I've seen the live action one once.
I watched it a few times. I can't remember what classes, but There's like definitely not middle school or elementary school. Well, that seems like a lie, because if it came out in 2006, we were in high school, and there ain't no way none of my teachers were having us watch that. Huh. I don't know. I know I watched it in classes. I think I just superimposed the live action one into the cartoon.
Fair. Okay. Well, what'd you do first?
I watched it. Yep. I don't think we ever read it in school.
Really?
I don't remember reading it in school.
I think I'm pretty sure I did. That's why I picked it.
Yep.
Yep.
I feel, maybe they did make us read it.
It's a very classic second grade, third grade read.
It really is. And the only reason we would really, I mean, apart from the rainy day recess shit, but maybe I did read it first. I don't know. In my heart and head, I watched it first.
Okay. We'll take that then.
Yes.
So what are your thoughts on this classic?
It's a kid's book. It's a good kid's book.
I feel like that's not an honest thought.
It's not horrible, but I was very glad when I was done with it.
I like it. But here's the funny thing is, so I read it or listened to it, and then I subbed in a class and they were reading it. So I reread it because I did a read aloud. I mean, just a chapter. So it's not bad.
Oh, that's not bad.
And then
I thought it was the whole damn book again. I was like, oh, no. Allie.
They were just like a chapter. And then they do what we do. And so the teacher had them watch the movie, we watched the cartoon. So I watched a chunk of the cartoon again. And then when they were done with the cartoon, they were going to re-watch the live action, and they were going to compare and contrast all the three of them. And I was like,
oh, cool. What? You're like, I do this already, guys.
I do.
Well, but yeah. Allie, this question's for you this month. Mm-hmm. Why did we pick this book and movie?
I wanted to go with a theme, and my theme was childhood books. So all the books that I remember as a kid, and this was one of them. So that's why I picked this one. And I remember it just like elementary school, and you know, I remember watching the movie a bunch growing up, but I'm pretty sure I watched it. Did I say I read it first? No, I watched it first. Yeah. And so I got some fun facts for y'all. According to William Hanna and Joseph Barbara, Debbie Reynolds volunteered to perform the voice of Charlotte the Spider for no salary because of her love of the E.B. White book and the movie is based on.
That's crazy.
I know.
That's cool.
It took me doing all the fun facts and cast and everything to realize Debbie Reynolds was Charlotte. I was like, what the heck?
That's hilarious. I just love her because she's Carrie Fisher's mom.
Right. I like her because of that. And then I like her because she's in Halloween Town.
Oh, yep. That too.
E.B. White deeply dislikes how William Hanna and Joseph Barbara redesigned numerous scenes. He watched the finished version and then never watched it again, calling it a travesty.
What?
I know.
Scenes? I feel like it's a good adaptation. What?
I know. I agree. Like, he should watch some other book adaptations and then come back and tell us that.
The only, like, differences I noted were all the freaking musical numbers.
Yeah, pretty much. There were little bits and pieces here, but seriously, that's bad.
It's like, I did not want this to be a musical. No, thank you.
It's like, what the heck? Exactly. All right. Most of the voice cast recorded their lines as an ensemble, not individually, as is common practice with most feature films. The songs were also recorded with other singing actors present. This allowed for spontaneity and chemistry between the performers. I never understand why they don't. Like, because it's the same as acting. Like, how are you going to be able to be...
It's so that if they want to hire someone who's in California, but their opposite co-star is over in England filming a movie, they still can go into a studio in England and record, and they don't need the other people there.
Okay, well, I get it if it's like a situation like that, but if everyone can get together.
Mm-hmm. Did you know one of my favorite parts of Rango is that the whole entire cast actually like acted out that movie when they were recording their voices?
Oh, that's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the behind the scenes videos of that are hilarious because it's like,
oh, I believe it.
Everyone in their like day clothes walking around. Johnny Depp's acting like he's a little lizard dude. Like, I can't remember who everyone else is, but everyone else is there too in their like daytime clothes.
That's funny. All right. So on the Larry King show in the 80s, Debbie Reynolds said that she was handed Charlotte's Web record albums to autograph more than any other item.
Wow. That's crazy.
And Chin Up was originally written by the Sherman Brothers for a canceled Disney adaptation of Hansel and Gretel.
What? No wonder EB was like, this is a travesty. Chin Up's about freaking children getting eaten instead of a pig.
Chin Up. Chin Up. Oh, goodness me almighty. Okay. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. So Fern passed her dad as he was going back in the barn with an axe. She asked her mom what he was doing, and she let her know that the pigs were born. And she's like, well, what does that have to do with the axe? He's like, one's a runt, so they're going to do away with it. Fern goes out yelling at her father, and he decides to let her take care of it. So she does for the next few weeks, and she names him Wilbur. And they even do all their adventuring together, like go to the river and play and all this sort of stuff.
This happens, except for in the movie, like once she gets Wilbur, she sings this weird like song about being in love with him. That was when I was watching it this time around. I was like, what the fuck?
Like a mommy a love.
How she sang it, it felt like she was like, I'm in love with you. And I was like, lady. This is weird. And I watched this as a child.
There's EB's reason right there. He's like, bestiality. Yeah. That's not exactly what my book is about.
He's like, this is insane. Fern doesn't save the pig because of this.
Oh my gosh. Well, she sells him to her uncle, so she's okay with it because he's still in the family. And Wilbur is bummed, but he's also okay with it at first. And then he realizes he's sad and lonely. And he talks to his fellow farm animals about it, and the goose suggests leaving. And there's a little loose part of the pig pen, and so he gets chased because he tried to escape and then eventually gets bribed back in with dinner.
I don't remember him getting loose. Does he get loose in the cartoon?
Nope, I don't think so. Okay. And yeah. Fern is also devastated that she has to sell him at all. Mm-hmm. Doesn't even care that it's her uncle. But in the book, she's like,
well, okay. I always thought it was weird that she ends up selling him. I'm like, wait, you told her that she could keep this pig. And then you're like, oh, okay. But once he's this big, we can't keep him. Like, then why let her keep a pig at all?
Get him out of here.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of rude. But I guess that's farm life. I don't know farm life very well.
And that doesn't seem very farm life to me from Steph and her family and how they do it. Okay. Typically, the kids like a pig, they get to keep a pig, and that pig doesn't get butchered. And that's like just the pig that they end up raising to then become the next group of breeding pigs.
Oh. Eventually, Wilbur just wants friends, and then he hears his voice saying, I'll be your friend. Go to bed, and I'll come out in the morning. And he's like, oh, okay.
Yes, that does happen in the movie.
Wilbur woke up excited to meet his new friend. So he's like up, like, oh, wake up. And the sheep is like, stop it. What if they're still asleep? And he's like, oh, you're right. So then he goes back to sleep because he woke up at friggin' like ungodly hour in the morning. And eventually wakes back up and Charlotte the spider introduces herself. She eats breakfast and she has to explain to Wilbur why she eats like that, because he thinks it's cruel and disgusting that she eats bugs. And he takes a nap and he wonders, how can I be friends with someone who is so bloodthirsty?
I don't remember that happening in the movie.
He just whines a lot that it's cruel.
Yeah.
But he doesn't be like,
he's excited to have a friend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's just so damn lonely. He's like, It's gross. Okay. Honestly, Wilbur's pretty whiny in the movie.
I cannot stand him.
Yeah, he's so annoying. Mm-hmm. My problem is because I always get Babe and Charlotte's Web confused, so I think it's gonna be this cute little pig voice, and then
it's this deep, it's never, like, whiny mm-hmm. voice.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what the hell?
Of Bye. Course. We got the gosling in the barn had her eggs, and there was a dud egg, so Templeton the rat took it, and Fern went back to her house and explained all of this to her parents and how the animals have names and they talk and all this, and her mom thinks she's, like, going freaking crazy.
Honestly, I was like, what the heck? How can she hear them all talking? Like, that was where the book confuses me, and that storyline confuses me, because either you want this book to be, like, you know, more real life or fantastical, and, like, yeah, obviously animals talking to each other, who knows if that actually happens, right? But if you kept it just all the animals talking to each other, that would be more realistic than having a kid jump in and be like, I hear what they're saying and I know what's happening, and that's Charlotte and this is what's going on,
right? I think mm-hmm. So I'm wondering, like, I don't know. So is it this whole thing is made up in Fern's head?
Honestly, there was a part of me that thought that when I read it this time around, because I was like, this part makes no sense to me in the book or movie.
Right. I know. I don't know either.
And, like, all the parents are just like, yeah, whatever. Like, yeah. Okay.
Okay, crazy daughter. Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Well, Wilbur is gaining some weight, and the sheep let him know that, yeah, it's because they're fattening you up to eat you. And Wilbur had a panic attack and cried, and Charlotte assured him she would not let him die.
Yep, that happens.
Yep. Charlotte gives Wilbur a lesson on her legs and how special they are, and Wilbur tries to spin a web, but he falls. And then he realizes, I need string. So Templeton got him some string, and then he fell again. And she's like, okay, you should probably stop, because you do not have the equipment needed.
Doesn't he, like, swing?
And then he falls. Oh, okay. So they sort of do this line, there, the scene, but just
not well. Yeah.
Charlotte spends a lot of time thinking about how to save Wilbur, and eventually she comes with an idea to trick the Zuckermans.
Yep, that happens.
Yep. Fern and her brother Avery came over and swung on the swing in the barn, and Avery noticed Charlotte and went to go smash it with a stick. And Wilbur tried to stop him, and so he pushed Avery over backwards onto the rotten egg and Templeton had, and this stunk so bad it made them run away. And Wilbur decided to let Templeton have a little extra food since he helped save Charlotte's life. But then Lurvy, the, like, farm hand, came and smelled it, and then he had to cover up the rat hole, which was a bummer for Templeton and all his treasures.
What's funny is I remember this happening in the live action, but does it happen in the cartoon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So maybe I'm remembering. I don't know what I don't remember and what I do remember from this movie and the live action and the book. They're all blending together.
All of my January birthday month is going to be like, I don't remember. I don't care about this movie.
No, okay. I literally, the only thing that I noticed is that there were songs. Other than that, I was like, this happens.
There's a couple of things that don't, but other than that, yeah that's pretty much
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I paid attention at this one.
I know. I was just giving you all right.
It's okay. You can.
Okay. That night, Charlotte got to work, and the next morning in her web, it said some pig. Lurvy got to Mr. Zuckerman and was like, oh my gosh, come here. Mr. Zuckerman and Mrs. Zuckerman came down and they told the pastor about it, since it was an act of God. And the pastor said, you know, keep quiet. Don't talk about this. I'll talk about it in my sermon because it's clearly related to God. But that didn't happen. Soon the whole town knew. And after a while, they needed a new word. So Charlotte held a barn meeting and she took roll and everyone was there except Templeton. She asked for ideas and Goose gave her terrific, but she couldn't spell that and she was exhausted. And so Sheep suggested Templeton go to the dump and get some magazines. Finally, when Templeton comes back, Charlotte asks him. And at first he said no, but then the Sheep's like, well, if Wilbur dies, then you die because he's where your food comes from. So he's convinced to go get stuff.
Yep, that happens.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about the act of God part with the pastor.
Yeah, that part doesn't happen. I'm actually glad you said that. I got focused on the Templeton part.
I know, because I said a lot in there.
This part in the book made me go, why do they, like, I don't think if I saw a word in, I mean, I guess maybe, but I feel like I wouldn't run to my pastor and be like, oh my God, you would not believe.
The 50s were a different time.
That's very true. That is very true. I know. And then the fact that the pastor is like, let me put this into my sermon. I got this.
And don't tell anybody. I'll ruin my sermon. Oh my gosh. All right. So they went back to the barn and Fern was there listening to the stories. And Wilbur wanted Charlotte to tell him a story. And she told him a story about her cousins and all the different ways spiders caught food. And Fern went home and told her mom. And her mom's very concerned and went to the doctor saying, what do we do? And the doctor assured her soon she will be more interested in boys and let her enjoy being a kid right now.
The 50s were a different time.
Yes. I appreciated that, though. So the doctor part didn't happen in the movie, but I liked it in the book because when I was reading it, I was like, oh my gosh, okay, the doctor's gonna be like, oh my gosh, yeah, that's scary, blah blah blah. But I liked that he's like, oh my gosh, just let her be a kid.
Mm-hmm. yeah. But also, this is when I was really like, this is happening again, what the heck is wrong with her?
Oh my gosh. Well, Templeton went out to get magazines for Charlotte, but all he brought back were words that weren't helpful. So he brought back a soapbox from the barn and it had radiant on it. And that's what they used. And after Zuckerman said that we're bringing Wilbur to the fair, he had Lurvy make up a whole crate for him. Wilbur begged Charlotte to go, but she said she isn't sure because she needs to work on her egg sack. But he begged her and she said, fine, I'll try and come. Like, dude, she said no.
Well, the thing that confuses me is if you wanted to help this pig so much, why did you get him so like famous that he ends up going to the fair? What do you think he's going to do? How is he going to spin a web?
Right. That's true. Oh, gosh.
She's like, oh, good. We got you to the fair. I'm going to stay back now to hang out with my kids and make my kids so I can die.
I mean, yeah, but like at the same time, she's dying. Like, she doesn't want to make another thing for him. She's like, can I just like die in peace? And he's over here like, make me another web.
She shouldn't have started this project.
Let the pig die. It's fine. Yeah.
She should have at least known that she would have to follow it all the way through. Like, she should have seen that something would come from it, not just be able to like do two webs and be like, all right, we're good, he's gonna stay alive. Know that they would be like, whoa, we gotta put him into the fair.
She only lives for 1 year, Brie. Let her live her life.
Well, she shouldn't have befriended a pig.
Gosh. So it's time for the fair, and Charlotte said she'd go, and she also wants Templeton to go in case she needs ideas for words. And to get him to go, they convinced him that the fair is a rat's paradise. Mrs. Zuckerman said that she's going to give Wilbur a buttermilk bath, and the whole barn turned up to watch.
I don't think the barn turned up to watch the buttermilk bath, but the rest of that does happen.
Mm-hmm. The next day they go in and Sheep tells Wilbur to put up a fight because that's what pigs do. Avery also gets in the pig pen and starts squishing the spider and the rat. They were already in there. And eventually they get Avery out and Wilbur gets in when Fern's dad says that that's a fine pig and it's going to make a yummy meal. And Wilbur fainted.
I think that happens, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They woke up on their way to the fair. And once he was there, he noticed a pig in the other stall named Uncle. He was huge. Fern went and hung out with Henry Fussy. And Fern's mother was so happy. Templeton had a great night. Charlotte made her egg sack and let Wilbur know that her eggs would be born in spring. But she was sad because she wouldn't see them. Before Wilbur could find out why, the family came to the fair that morning. And they saw Uncle had won. They all cried. But the announcement said someone asked, will Mr. Zuckerman bring his famous pig for a special award? And he earned a whopping $25. Wilbur fainted with all the attention, and Templeton bit his tail and woke him up. Charlotte knew that Wilbur was safe.
Yep, that happens.
I gotta do my calculations. Mm-hmm. 1952.
Oh, yeah.
$25 to now.
$100. No, it's gotta be like $300.
It was $305.
Hey.
Nice job. All right, that's a decent price. I'd like $300.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 25 is hilarious. Now, I make that in an hour. Thank you very much. No.
Did that happen? Yeah, and they had a whole parade for mm-hmm. him, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that happens.
So they went back to the barn, and Wilbur was happy they were going home. This is when Charlotte let him know that she was dying and she would not be leaving. He cried, but then he knew what he had to do, and he had to save her egg. So he had Templeton go get Charlotte's egg, and Templeton threw a fit, but Wilbur promised him first dibs on all his food if he did. Wilbur put it in his mouth and nodded goodbye to Charlotte, and they were off home, and Charlotte died in the stable at the fair as it was being packed up.
That happens.
Mm-hmm. Life in the barn went on, and Templeton got his meals first. Wilbur was keeping the eggs warm when he could, and eventually it hatched. He had a couple days watching Charlotte's daughters, but then all of a sudden, they started flying away. And he cried himself to sleep, and he woke up, and there were three that stayed. And they liked it here, and they wanted to be his friend. Wilbur named them, and they were friends forever, but they could never replace Charlotte.
Yep, that happens.
Yeah. I don't know what the guy was thought a travesty was.
The bestiality, singing, I don't know what else.
Must be. Well, that's it. So, IMDb cast 16 people for this movie.
Doesn't surprise me.
No. We got Debbie Reynolds as Charlotte.
Perfect.
Yep. Pauline Lind. Lined. Mm-hmm. It's Templeton. Lind.
He was good.
Henry Gibson is Wilbur.
I didn't recast him, but he's annoying as heck.
So annoying. Yeah, but I didn't recast either. Agnes Moorehead is the goose.
She was good.
Yeah, I liked her. Mm-hmm. She's the wibbledy, wibbledy, wibbledy. So cute. Pamela Ferdin? Played Fern.
Mm-hmm. She did good.
Yep. She's and good Bob one. Holt good. Played Zuckerman.
He was good too.
And then there are others that y'all can look up yourself. Mm-hmm. Is the book and the movie the same? The theme?
Yes.
Yes. Do the characters stay true?
Yes.
Yes. Which do you prefer?
Fuck.
I like the movie. It's just my childhood. I think it's more fun and cute, and I like all the songs, but it's literally exactly the same.
What's hilarious is I would like the movie if they didn't have the songs in it.
Oh, chin up, chin up. Mm-mm. Or the Templeton one. I like the Templeton one for the at the fair. I can't remember what it is. But I liked it. So what you going?
I would rather the movie, though. So okay. I go movie, but I wish it didn't have the songs in it.
Nah, that's just fun. All good fun. Would you recommend it to a friend?
Friends with kids, yes.
It's adult a classic. Friends, no. Yes, I recommend it to everybody. All of you, go. Read and watch
go
it.
Go read and watch it right now for yes. Allie's birthday. Yes. That's her gift from you.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. That was my gift to you, too.
To recommend it to everybody?
No, to read it.
Oh, hey. Oh, gosh. Oh, goodness. All right. Well, we have a website. It's offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript.
Sorry, I was yawning.
That's okay.
While you're there, you can do a bunch of cool things, like check out what's coming up in season 8 or donate to us.
Yes.
You can sign up to... I don't know where my brain was going with that.
Sign up to drop off bookmarks.
Yes, that's... Thank you.
Yep. Or sign up for our newsletter. We can find the link to all of our socials there.
And if you could, give us a follow. We would love to hear from you.
Exactly. Let's
comment on our posts, follow us, hang out.
We also have a bunch of fun get to know you questions on there.
Yeah. It's come get to know us.
Yeah, it's a cute little website.
But don't forget to rate, subscribe, and review, because that's one of the biggest ways to help a podcast. If you like what you're hearing, give us a 5-star review.
Yes.
If you don't, just stop listening to us. Why are you still listening?
Yes. And don't review us badly. That would just be rude.
We don't need that in our life.
No. Don't do that. And we might have a mini-sode for you on Wednesday. Nope, I mean
Wednesday.
Probably won't.
Probably won't, but potentially. We're starting to get into the holiday season, so the first one probably not, but
yep.
We never know. We might.
Maybe things we'll stay crazy up on New Year's Eve and record instead of enjoy it.
Probably not. That's probably when not. Me and John are doing Christmas with my parents. So
oh, fun.
Yeah.
I was just kidding because my kids and I do the.
Oh, you guys do the minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe your kids will go to sleep early and Christmas with my parents and John will suck and we'll do a mini-sode.
There we go. We can always hope. Just kidding. Oh, no. Oh, my gosh.
But then Monday, we've got Bridge to Terabithia coming at you.
Yes, my childhood picks continue.
And oops. Allie is going to complain about a bunch of sad ones this year, but let's, well, I just wanted to show that Allie picked one of the saddest books.
I did.
In her birthday month. So actually technically two in her birthday month.
I did pick two sad ones. I picked actually three sad ones.
What?
You haven't read Freak the Mighty yet.
What's the third? That was the second one that I was saying was the sad one.
Charlotte died in this one. A lot of people think this is a sad one too.
Okay. I don't. I haven't read Freak, so I don't know that it's two. Three. But yeah. I was just saying it because you told me that you cried during it. And well, guys, out of the two of us, which one's the crier?
I know. I didn't cry this time. I cried when I was a kid. I just got sad.
Oh my God, time. It's not gonna be sad, is it?
I think it's sad.
Okay.
Oh, you just gotta read it. Well, with that, Charlotte's Web
went off script.
Bye. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shout outs to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.